South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.
Earlier this week, we spoke to Bryn Roberts. He's the cycle rider who's taking on the Freedom Challenge, a grueling mountain bike race from Pietermaritzburg to Paarl. That's a full 2,300 kilometers. And he's racing for a very good cause to raise funds for Buy a Brick Campaign 2019, Tando Labantwana, Love for Children. It's a Robin Hood Foundation initiative. So how it works is you can buy a brick for 10 Rand and it goes towards this creche in Hammersdale. You could literally be building a school for kids. So we're joined this morning by Kim Jones, coordinator for Robin Hood Foundation. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
And Mashange. Kunjani ma.
Yaphila.
So Kim, straight off the bat, why did the Robin Hood Foundation decide to get involved with Tando Labantwana Creche?
We've done a few builds over the years. One of our priorities, one of our focuses is early childhood development. And we were on community outreach in Emalangeni, which is rural Hammersdale, and the Christian Social Services had highlighted Tando Labantwana to us. And there's just something when you go to a place where you know you need to do more and you're called to do more. And I spoke to our chair lady, Cindy Norcott, and said to her, we've kind of all got that feeling again, like we've had at the other creches we helped. So she said, well, let's go and see what we can do.
Tando Labantwana is owned or run by Umasheng.
Yes.
Okay, Umasheng, I'm going to speak Zulu to you because I know you're more comfortable speaking isiZulu. In terms of a crash, abantwana baqhamuka endaweni enjani eHammersdale?
Baqhamuka endaweni esakhe kuyona, bangasebenza abanye, mhlawumbe baphila ngalawo magrant, lawo magrant bathenga ngawo ukudla. Uthola ukuthi abanayo ngisho imali yokuhambisa izingane emacrash. Manje ke mina ngiyabaqoqeke, ngibathathe nabangakwazi ukukhokha.
Okay, so the children, they come from very poverty-stricken areas around Hammersdale. Their parents don't work. They live off grants from the government. And Mashange takes the children in and gives them an education, basically.
What are the ages of the children? Where do they range from?
6 months, 4 years.
Sure.
How many kids do you generally look after?
Hey, sincane. I think seven's like around. Ngibona izintante emkhaqweni ngibona ukuthi zizoshayiswa imoto futhi ubona ukuthi zihlukumezikile mhlawumbe uthi azigqokile ziyantate emkhaqweni ngaziqoqela nje ngifake ground bajwayela ke nje ukuthi hayi bathi omama babantwana sicela usigadele ngoba vele bayakuthanda futhi ene kusho ukuthi mabehleli lapho baqoqekile kodwa manje abanamali abanye bathi ngiyaboya ofesa akawekho into ozoyenza uzoyithatha ingane kodwa uhlale nawe igade ngoba ave kubuhlungu thola ngani sihlukumezekile ukhona wena uhlele ekhaya ngoba ufuni imali lengekho naye akanayo ngithi nawe uzo
Mashange was saying that the kids, how this really started, she started in a rendezvous. That's how small the project was. And she used to get the kids just on the streets where she could see that they're going to get hurt by cars and they're just walking around with no parents around them. So she would take them and look after them. She has a garden where she plants some veggies, cabbage and all that kind of stuff. And that's what she feeds them for lunch. Because also it's a relief for the parents who are going to look for work that the kid is safe with Mashang.
Kim, I'd just like to ask, obviously we were speaking off a little bit that the building is dilapidated and we know that it needs a lot of work. So what exactly does need to be done in order to turn this from a shell into a school?
Well, firstly, it's a safety element. So at the moment, there's no electrics, there's no power, and the power that is there, the wires that are there are all loose. So the building is a rundown RDP, so it needs to be completely renovated. There's also no toilet facilities. So what we want to do is be able to plumb in proper little toilets with little wash basins so we can give them the children personal hygiene education as well as education, as well as gross motor education. So the original building is structurally sound. So we want to renovate that. And then we want to extend it to allow for sort of an outdoor veranda area as well as for a kitchen.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that it's like a proper little safe haven and a hub of learning and activity and fun. And whilst they're going there to be kept safe during the day, they're also really enjoying it. And I mean, we've been there a few times on outreach and the kids have, they've just got such beautiful little hearts. So yeah, we want to be able to create for them somewhere awesome.
I want to ask Mashange, what would happen to these children if it wasn't for Mashange and Tando Labantwana?
So, Koko, Darren, ubuza ukuthi if uthando labantwana belungekho nawe ubungekho ngabe uyithathanga le ngane mawucabanga yini bingenza kule ngane lesi
bekukuningi obekungenzeka bezinokuthi zihlukumezeke nokuthi nje ifuna izazi ingane mayilapha ngithi yazibona ukuthi iphephile sizokwazi ukuhlukanisa okuhle nokubi ngoba iqala incane phela ingane ukubona izini manje mangabe kuba ngiyithathanga angithi ngabe izintanda lapha emgaqweni zazithi impilo nje ukutata lapha emgaqweni kunane indawo ezimfula lapha eziyingozi ziningi nje izinto eziyingozi lapha ebingane ebinga ihamba iziyofika lapha kani kangikunqanda kona lokho ukuthi ene zingahambi kakhulu seziyazi ukuthi funa zize ngaphesheya mhlawumbe ifike ingaqhokile ingayibona imanzi te iziqonda la kuthando labantwana khona seziyayizela manje ayisadingi nokuletha umzali.
Yeah, so basically in terms of what would happen to these kids, it's a very dangerous area. Obviously going to uthando labantwana gives them a sense of having a childhood, knowing that they are kids and they can play, keeping them out of trouble. Also there is kids now and parents who have heard about uthando labantwana and they bring their children there because now they've obviously heard of the good work that is happening there. And just in terms of keeping the kids off the streets and starting to do drugs, some of the kids were being abused at home. Some of the kids come to uthando labantwana without any clothes, and so she's just trying to stop all of those things from happening.
So here we sit, Kim. Bryn is going to be doing the cycling across South Africa from Pietermaritzburg to Paarl, which is crazy on its own.
Yeah, no.
But he's doing this for a good cause, and we understand now. We understand. He's raising awareness for Thando Labantwana, and he wants to raise 50,000 rand in your Buy a Brick campaign. For anyone listening right now, how does this initiative translate to them helping out with that? How do we get involved?
Okay, so how they would be able to get involved? I mean, firstly, I think what Bryn's doing is crazy, but madness. I just think it's phenomenal as well. Yeah. You know, the difference that he can make and that the community can make, our community, by getting involved with this, the 10 Rand brick, the 10 Rand donation you're going to make, and it doesn't obviously need to stop there, that all will go in towards the build. And what we've seen in the builds that we've done in the past is that if everybody gets involved with their 10 Rand, we can make such a huge difference. And it's not just going to be for these 34 children. It's going to be long term. New kids every year, as these kiddies get bigger and new kiddies come into the creche, it's going to be long term for them, and quite a little pillar in the community that Gogoshange is living and serving in.
And Kim, if someone listening right now, so a big corporate, they want to help, but you know how corporates are. They get a specific budget. It's for CSI. They need certain paperwork, something called a Section 18A. Do you or can you provide a corporate with a Section 18A?
100%. We've got what we call our donor pack. So our donor pack includes our NPO certification, our BEE certification, and then an issue on receipts of transfer, an issue of a Section 18A. So it's a very quick and easy process. That actually, the paperwork's all on our website.
Perfect.
As well. Yeah.
So there you go. You got no excuse if you need to raid your piggy bank for the 10 Rand, or if you need to raid your previous CSI project and give us 10,000 Rand. We're not judging.
You have no excuse.
When Mashange found out that there's a guy who's going to be cycling 2,300 kilometers from Pietermaritzburg to Paarl to raise awareness and raise funds, how did she react?
Ngithanda kakhulu ukubonga uJehova ukuthi izinto zonke zinesikhathi sazo. UKim ngamthatha njengengeli osethunyelwe uJehova, ngoba ngaphandle kwakhe ngabe konke lokhu akwenzeki. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
So Granny is saying she would like to thank Jesus Christ for making this all possible, because everything happens in his time, and for bringing Kim into her life and helping with this project, because none of this would be possible if it wasn't for you, Kim.
Now you're making me cry.
Happy tears, ladies. Happy tears.
It's absolutely amazing. So thank you. And sibonga ukuthi usize ingane enganalutho, unikeza impilo, unikeze ukuthi ukudla, ukuthi zibe nomngane. So siyabonga gogo.
Yabonga gogo.